Are you one of those people whose mind just goes tick, tick, tick when you're trying to fall asleep at night, or perhaps when you're stuck at the lights or standing in the supermarket line, always thinking, what do I have to do tomorrow? Pay that bill. Remember Mum's birthday car, Reggio, kids to swimming, all the rest of it? Well, how can we stop the mind racing like this all the time? How can we get some calm and have some breathing space this year? Be great if we could carry some of that holiday peacefulness back into our work and school days. And one man who manages to do that very well, in fact, he helps others to do this, is David Wood. He's a life coach. David, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Ingrid.
Hi. Now, tell us, how can we stop our minds spinning and spinning when we go to bed?
Yes, great question. And we're pretty good at winding the mind up, aren't we?
It's hard to turn it off.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to talk about two things. The first, I'll just talk generally about a change in attitude. And really, if people just follow this, it can be a wonderful thing for relaxing. And then we can get into some of the practical things, because I know people love, you know, practical things that they can do to make it happen. So the first thing is about attitude, which is really quite simple, and that is, don't take it too seriously.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
That's right. Nothing actually has to happen beyond eating and making sure that, you know, that you're physically safe. There's nothing that actually has to happen, but we forget that. So, you know, things like, oh, I have to get this for the kids, or I have to get to the hairdresser on time, or I have to pay that bill, we actually forget that that's not life and death, and it becomes like it is life and death.
Well, that's a good point. You know, the front foot on my fridge is missing. It's broken. It's not working. And so my fridge is on this wonky sort of level at the moment. I'm thinking, oh, I've got to get to the fridge repairers, and how am I going to do it and all the rest. But it doesn't really matter.
That's right. None of it does. And we really do forget that if those things don't get done when we think they have to get done, that life will actually still go on. You know, a great example is when you're at work and you think so many things have to get done, and then you get sick and you're off for a week, and magically the world revolves.
You mean it keeps going without you there?
Yeah, but we forget that. I think one of the reasons we forget it is we like to be busy and we like to have the adrenaline rush. So let's talk about not just attitude, because people do like practical things. I like to view the mind as a motor. It is a bit like a motor, and we can wind it up or we can wind it down. Now, firstly, I'll talk about how to wind it up. One great way to wind it up is to pile on more things than can be possibly done in the time span available.
Well, that's what our lives are all about nowadays, though.
That's right. We keep winding that mind up like a coiled spring. Another great way is to rush. So, you know, leave things to the last minute, rush out, jump in the car, and when you do drive somewhere, speed. That's a really good way to wind that mind up and get it going at a fast pace. Drinking coffee, smoking, getting late to things, these are all simple things people do every day to wind up that mind, and then they wonder why, when they're lying in bed at night, the mind keeps ticking. It's because we've cranked it up.
All right, let's talk about uncranking.
Okay, uncranking, winding it down. Well, some really simple things here, Ingrid. I'm sure nothing's going to be a real surprise to you. Taking time out for yourself is a good idea. So some time when nothing is scheduled, you're not bothered by the kids, you can actually maybe even get a pampering, get a massage is a really good idea. Yoga is, of course, a wonderful thing where you can be a bit physical and just let the mind do its thing, but you don't have to pay attention to it. Another great thing you can do, which is very, very practical, is drop some things in your life, some things that you're doing that actually don't need to be done and don't add to the fulfillment of your life. For example, you might be on a committee that you really don't love being on anymore, but it's just taking up your time. Or there could be some other activity you're doing that, you know, like gardening or cleaning the house, when you could hire a cleaner to do that. So I would suggest people consider dropping some things in their life that take up time but really don't add to the quality of their life.
It is hard to say no, though, David.
It's hard to say no, Ingrid, when you want to be busy. And a lot of people say they don't want to be busy, but just if they look at their life over the past 5 years or 10 years, they'll find magically they have been very, very busy. And I think that it's a great way to keep yourself excited and keep the adrenaline going and feel important and keep distracted. But when things get too much and the mind is starting to tick too long at night and you're having trouble sleeping, then I think it's time. That's a little wake-up call, literally, to say, hey, maybe we could take care of some things and start winding the mind down a little bit, because it really doesn't have to run at full pace. The mind is a tool to be used when it needs to be used. It doesn't have to run the show all the time.
Mm. Do you ever, I know you're giving us these wonderful ideas, but do you ever still at this time wake up in the middle of the night thinking of things you have to do tomorrow?
Oh, sure. Well, I don't wake up in the middle of the night thinking of things anymore, but sometimes I might lie in bed and I'm having trouble sleeping because I'm thinking about, I've got a lot of energy. But usually that happens because I've worked too late. I've worked quite late. I might have also watched TV, like watched a movie that was quite stimulating with some action in it, so the mind's still ticking along. But I find if I avoid those things, then usually my mind is willing to take a rest at night.
Mm. How do you, one last question, how do you actually leave work at work?
You know, there's a great story I heard once about, it was about a man who was at work and feeling guilty that he wasn't spending time with his family. And then when he was with his family, he was feeling guilty that he wasn't at work. So the guy was not actually enjoying his life any of the time. And it's going to sound very, very simple. He decided that he was going to enjoy whatever he was doing. So when he was at work, he said, this is what I should be doing. And when he was at home, he said, this is what I should be doing. And his life changed without doing anything.
Live in the moment.
That's the idea. And Ingrid, I want to suggest something too for the listeners here. There's something we've just put on the website which is quite exciting. It's called 50 Power Questions to Take Control of Your Life. And people can just go to the website, download it for free, and it's available at lifecoaching.com.au.
All right, lifecoaching.com.au. So perhaps some other tips that can help us wind down that mind and live in the moment. David, thank you.
You're welcome.
David Wood, life coach at lifecoaching.com.au, and you can download some of those free 50 power questions if that's going to help you stop that mind ticking over at 2 a.m. in the morning.